The 27th of September 2021. My name is Marion and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1302. Our topic today is student. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
A student is a person who attends a school or other educational institution with the aim of learning, acquiring knowledge, developing a profession or finding employment in a desired field. The basic idea is that students strive for new knowledge and skills. We do not believe that you have to be a student of etymology to make the connection between student and student. The term student refers to someone enrolled in a secondary school, a college or university in the UK and most Commonwealth countries, while those enrolled in a primary school are referred to as pupils. The Department of Education designates students as Year 7 students. At a University of Applied Sciences, a student is on the second level of education. Education in Cambodia is free and students can learn in primary, secondary and high school. After basic training, students can opt for a bachelor's or bachelor's degree at a higher education institution. Students may participate in university programs at both public and private universities and colleges. Now more than ever, it is vital to have the right skills and training to help you prepare for the jobs of today and tomorrow. This week, the weekend edition in July celebrates exceptional students and filmmakers and their projects. Over the past year, we have found short films that offer a unique perspective on events and news from filmmakers across the country. Photographers produce and preserve images, paint pictures, tell stories and record events. Machinists use machine tools such as lathes, milling and grinding machines to produce precision metal parts. Many people take out loans to buy a house, a car or a college education. Judges, and other judicial staff apply the law and oversee the process in court. Radiological technicians are technicians who perform diagnostic imaging examinations. Biologists study living organisms and their relationship to the environment. Simona was reluctant to get involved at first, but her parents were relieved when her research led her to M-Power. Simona realized she was on board with the loan and she wanted to stay in the U.S. to complete her studies. Satisfied with the performance level of M-Powers, its ability to answer questions and its transparency, Simona set off. Just before July 4, reporter Ophelie Jacobson traveled from Campus Reform to Georgetown University to see if students there were proud to be Americans. A group of students from Georgetown University said they were embarrassed to be an American and stunned the campus during an interview on the 4th of July, and none of them could name a better country to live in. When asked if they could name better countries, no one came up with an answer. Campus Reform reporter Ophelie Jacobson asked students if they think the U.S. is the greatest country in the world. A University of Chicago student was shot on Thursday in the neck in a CTA Green Line train near Washington Park on the south side and later died, officials and the university said. A student who was shot and killed during a train ride in Chicago died of his injuries on Sunday, police and university officials said. Payments for federal student loans were suspended on March 27, 2020, as the student loan crisis looms. About 45 million Americans owe $1.7 trillion in student debt. The moratorium expires on October 1, 2021, and policymakers and experts have warned that millions of borrowers could run into extraordinary financial difficulties if payments resume. The Biden administration is considering extending the freeze on American student loans beyond its scheduled expiration in September, which could turn into a piecemeal measure to reduce its student debt. But Congress does not seem to be able to do so, because Democrats lack the Republican support they need to pass such a measure. While the White House likes to bring the good news about COVID-19 economic recovery to the world, it is important to understand how uneven the recovery has been. The prophetic term is the name of the period known as Reconstruction. Enslaved people called the period after the Civil War their emancipation anniversary. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Episode 1302. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.